I'm confused.
I'm hungry. I'm thirsty.
And I'm positive that old coot told us this was a shortcut to the main highway.
You're listening to the first Hilarity 100 podcast. Current location, Norway.
Alrighty, folks, we're 8 kilometres into the world's longest tunnel, which is in Norway. And we thought we'd let you know how we're entertaining ourselves during the long, boring trip underground with no sensory information whatsoever. So here's Matt, who's currently driving.
As you may be able to hear, the town ice is certainly struggling along, because what they don't mention when advertising the world's longest underground tunnel is that it's also a 10% gradient the entire way through. So we've basically just been going uphill for the past 8 kilometres, and we're being overtaken, as we speak, by a coach.
Oh.
A little embarrassing.
According to the back of the bus, it's 49 kroner to get to France. Here's Mott.
Not a whole lot going on in the back of the townie. Basically just eating biscuits and drinking water.
Biscuits!
Oh, we offered biscuits. There does appear to be a rest area halfway along the Nerdles Tunnel. It does not appear to contain a toilet, and, well, that's really what I'd be after right now. Vanessa, would you like to tell me what you're up to? Here's Vanessa.
I'm actually paying no attention at all to this big long tunnel. Just sitting in the back with a head torch and trying to work out where we can possibly stay the night, looking at the only planet. And that's all signing out. Vanessa.
Okay, we're coming into a rest area in the middle of a tunnel, which is a somewhat unique experience for the two boys in the front from Perth, who only really have the Graham Farmer Tunnel, which is more of a 200-metre trench that has a lid on it. So these rest areas here are completely bathed in blue light. I don't know why that is. Stop the junkie shooting up. Not quite sure. But we're just going to pull into the side here. It's got some rather nice lighting effects at the side. And then we'll get out and have a little bit of a look-see and see what happens. And we'll talk to you soon.
As they pulled into the rest stop, the car behind them followed, and its driver informed them that all the lights in the back of the town ace were in fact not working. So the gang got back in the van, drove out of the tunnel, quickly found the nearest campsite, and set about assessing and hopefully fixing the problem.
Okay, so yesterday we found out that all the display dash lights aren't working, and today we found out that for some reason the tail lights and the license plate light aren't working. So we've popped off all the covers, and now, Mr. Wilmot, how would you describe the wiring we've managed to uncover?
A whole lot of dodgy wiring, really.
It seems whoever installed the immobiliser was in a bit of a rush.
No, the indicators don't work.
You've broken the indicators.
No, I did not say that. I said the indicators don't work.
They were working before we went in there. Is that wire we snapped off?
I don't believe the wire was snapped off.
It's certainly not attached to anything now.
Shouldn't that be doing something?
Well, it should be indicating.
Sometime later.
Oh, it's recording.
Okay, we found two major problems. What were they, sir?
A lot of wires with not much attached to them.
So what do we do?
We reattach stuff to them.
Okay, what are we going to try now?
We're going to try and turn the car
on. Okay, here we go. Car is on. Okay, ignition running. Stereo is on. Turning on my headlights.
Oh, that sounded like a bang.
I heard a fuse go.
Yes, we do have headlights
on. Headlights on. Right in the back. I'm not seeing much light.
No tail lights.
I think we're out of fuses now.
That's a problem.
Sometime much later still.
Okay, ready? We're experiencing a bit of rain. Ignition is on.
Which drive is it off?
And I'm flicking the switch on. Is it lit? Hey! And off. And on. Wait, ignition off. Definitely off. And back on again. And wait. And off. We're geniuses, sir.
Alright, let's get out of here.
You've just been listening to the first Hilarity 100 podcast. Thanks to all the fine people at hilarity100.com.